The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We discussed in the previous shir the paradox of how to define the karbonis that were brought by Noach and so on before Beis Hamikdash. And what came out was that on the one hand, the gedarim of the karbonis are not exactly the same. They don't have the regular dinim of kahuna and the regular dinim of Kedushas HaMokim, who was in an Amek, and the Tnoim of Beis HaMikdash, and also the Tnoim of the Behemoth that have to be brought. We saw then what exactly Noach was Makiv, which Behemoth Noach was Makiv. On the other hand, there are certain characteristics of Kiboy Bocha Boy Hashem, that is the Mokim. That is the Mokim that was chosen even before the place was actually imbued with all the dinim, all the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash. The Mokim was considered Nivchar, did have a status of being a place that was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Avodah, for Hashem HaShechinah, for Yichud HaAmunah. We said that's why it was a Reich Nechoyach. Another example of this idea is another paradox. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Aleph says b'shem the Rimi Orleans that Moshe Shimish, the Klar in the Psukim in Parshas Tetzaveh, in the Psukim of Shivas Yimei Milun, Moshe did the Avodah, the 7 days of inauguration of the Mishkan, the 7 last days of Ador, before the Vayhi Bayom Hashmini of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Nadav Avihu were killed with the Eish Yored Mishamayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishamish, the statement of Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu Shimish Shivas Yimei Milun B'chaluk Lovon. How is Moshe Rabbeinu Mishamish? He's not a Kohen. Tosfos says, B'shem the Rimi Orleans, is that until the Eish was Yorad, Me'a Mizbeach says that the Mishkon, they were Makriv, they were Makriv, and every day they were Pyrik, they dismantled the Mishkon, and they built it again the next day. What does that tell us? That tells us that it wasn't yet considered a permanent abode. That means they were inaugurating, but it wasn't yet the permanent abode. It didn't yet have the dinim of a Mizbeach, and he says the same thing. Tosfos says that it had the dinim of a Bama, and a Bama there's no din kuhuna. Problem is that the Gemara Mefureshes that says not that way. We learned the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Beis, where the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu is Mishamish and Shivas Yimei Milun is because Moshe Rabbeinu has din of a Kohen. The Gemara says there's going to be other din. Moshe Rabbeinu has the status of a Kohen. He didn't have the status of a Kohen. We explained in Daf Kuf Beis to give over to his children. He wasn't chosen to be the Kohen, Lafuke, everybody else. But he himself, as a Yochid, had Kedushas Kuna because his Kedushas higher than Aaron HaKohen. So he had that status of being a Kohen. He was Ovid. Chayra, if you say it was a bomber, then there's no riot. The answer, L'chayra, has to be based primarily on what we just said. Let's add another point. Shivas Yimei Miluim, all the dinim that were in Migdosh, in Mishkan, are discussed in the Psukim. There's the Nituach of the Evarim, Matan Soviv, Tnuf of the Karbonis, Smicha, all these institutions, these details of Karbonis, of the Zrikas Adam and the putting the Haktoris in Murim, etc., etc., all that exists only in Beis HaMikdash. It's clear by us in the Sugis that all these parts of the regular Seder HaKrovas HaKarbonis do not exist B'Boma. What are you going to say? That Moshe Rabbeinu was Makriv in the Mishkan for Shivas Yimei Miluim, Mamish as HaKrovas B'Boma? It can't be. Because then all these things wouldn't be Mufush in the Tadi Yidid. Bal Kocha, this is again some type of paradox here. Yeah? The way to say it is that the status of the Mishkan was that this is the chosen place, but not that that chosenness had been chal, had created a Kedusha in the Mishkan Ad HaSoif. That's symbolized by the Yirias. Yiridas Ha'esh. Yiridas Ha'esh means that physically the Kedusha came and became part of the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach was Niskadish, fully imbued with Ashuras Hashkina. But even before that, even before the Ha'esh was Yorad, the place was designated as the Mochum Kodesh. Kedusha is not just a designation. Kedusha becomes part and parcel of the thing itself. For example, a person makes a decision that he's sitting down in yeshiva, and he's not making any cheshbonis of future finance, so on and so forth. He's sitting and learning about smother for a number of years. The Rambam says, "Harei niskadish kodesh kadoshim." You niskadish kodesh kadoshim when you sit and learn. But the designation itself, the decision itself, also lends a certain cheshivas, also gives a certain status, halachically and otherwise, to the person who made that decision. So you have the same thing. The Rebbeinu Shem decided, it was recognized that this is the place, the designated place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashar Shechina Asai. Did that Hashros Hashem come down and actually physically elevate the Mizbeach to become a Shtik Shemayim, so to speak? Not yet. That only happened on the eighth day. So in the Shiva Simei Malum, it was, all the dinim of carbon were there. The dinim of carbon were there because, it was practiced because that mokum was going through the being miyuchid to become the mokum HaMikdosh. So again, the same thing. Was Moshe Rabbeinu a kohen? Moshe Rabbeinu had the chshivus. Moshe Rabbeinu was a nivchar. Moshe Rabbeinu is Bechir Hashem. Is Bechir Hashem no less than Aaron HaKohen? So Memele, his chosenness rendered him an expression of doing the avodah in the place that was chosen. Was Moshe Rabbeinu imbued with the actual physical traits of a kohen? That goes over genetically, DNA, the kohen, it goes over from door to door, from Aaron HaKohen, all the way till today. Did Moshe Rabbeinu have that status? No. That revenge game is a special matonic to Aaron HaKohen. Not because Moshe Rabbeinu had less of a chosenness or less of a designation. The fact that it could be genetically in the DNA, notwithstanding who the specific kohen is, it's a birthright, that is a matonic that was given to Aaron HaKohen that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have. The physical presence of the Kedusha in the Mizbech, the Eshe Yorad, Vinishra, the Eish stayed on the Mizbech and didn't go out for 410 years until the Churban HaBayis, that didn't yet exist. But that the place was chosen, it was special, it was designated, it's the Ratzna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that should be the place where an expression of Avodah is performed, that for sure was there. So that's as well the definition of the Shiva Simei Malum, it's the definition of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Shiva Simei Malum. If you want to say it a little bit deeper, we discussed in Daf Kuf Beis that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen insofar that there's no Psul Zar. That means it could be that the Rimi Orleans is right, that the Mizbeach had a din of a Boma insofar as that a Zor would passel. The Nikud is the same, that a Zor is not only that it's not, the Avodah is not being performed by a Kohen, but it's that there's a distortion of the Avodah. The same way the Avodah that's performed outside is a distortion of the Avodah. The Avodah that's performed by a Zor has been distorted, it's been given over to a place where it's not Nivchar. It's not just that there's a lack of Kuhuna, but there's a Psul. We discussed this on Daf Tezvav. Is Zor is not just a lack of Kuhuna, but it's a Psul Zor. The Nafkamina might be, by the way, a woman who does not imbued with Kedusha's Kuhuna as far as being a Zohar Kohen is serving, but she still has enough of a status of Sheva Kuhuna, she might not be a Zor. There might be Nafkaminas for that. A woman has enough of a status of Sheva Kuhuna that she could eat Truma. She has a certain dinim of kuhuna, she just doesn't have the dinim of an oivid. Not a psul zor. Over here as well, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the psul zor because he's nivchar. It's not a distortion of the avodah for Moshe Rabbeinu to do the avodah, but is Moshe Rabbeinu have the quality that Aaron HaKohen had that it was chal in him kedusha asakuhuna? That not. But the Shiva Simei Meluim, where the mokum wasn't yet physically uplifted, the H was not yored al gabi hamizbeach, over there, Moshe Rabbeinu could serve. Interesting is, if you think about it, the fact that the Yerides Eish, which chose the Mokoim, and it chose the Zman, the day that was chosen was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a parallel, by the way, of Rosh Hashanah. Same way, Berishon, Betishrei Nivra Olam, Berishon, Benisan Nivra Olam, Betishrei Nivra Olam. The Gemara says, Machlokes Bishur Nebelezer, Taisu says in Rosh Hashanah, that the world was created, there's no Machlokes, the world was created in two Shlavim, in two stages, one conceptually and one physically. The world was created conceptually on one of the days, and it was created physically on the other one of the days. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan was a day of chosenness, it was a day of creation. So the same way that day was chosen, the Eish was Yorad, to a physical place,
Be'esh min ha-shamayim, the Shechina min ha-shamayim, the Kedusha, was yored into the physical world on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the day of creation. In Mokoyim, it was yored on the Mizbech. Also, the chosenness of Aaron HaKoyin was consummated in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the day that Nodav and Aviu were killed. The Medrash says, Rashi brings part of it in Parashas Shmini, that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, I knew that one of us would have to be taken. I didn't know if it would be me, it would be you. Now I see the two of them, Nodav Aviu, are greater than us, that they would take it. That means that there was a Bechira, final Bechira, on who should be the one to represent Klal Yisrael as Oivdim for all time, Lenetzach Netzachim, and that chosenness was consummated in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the same way the Mokom HaMizbeach, and the Beis HaMikdash, and the Bria Bechlal was consummated in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Aaron HaKoyin was also consummated by the same Eish, Agabi HaMizbeach, was also the Eish that killed Nodav Aviu. So all that went together in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. All that is part of what happened. And before that, even though the place was chosen, but it was not yet consummated in the physical presence of that Hashroas HaShchina.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.